Let me talk about husbands first. Husbands, love your wives, verse 25, as Christ loved the church. So the example for husbands is Jesus Christ. And it goes on to say, further down in that section, that it is like Christ is the head of the church. Further down, just as Christ loves the church, we are members of his body. Just as Christ also does the church, verse 29. So we must love your wife, verse 28, like his own body. That's the meaning of being the head. Now there are two types. The word head can mean many things in the world in English. Head of a department in a university. Head of a country, the president. Head of the army, the general. Or head of the body. Which head do you feel you as a husband are in your home? Head of an army? Head of the country? It's because that understanding, head of the department? No. Head of the body. But it's because people have not seen that meaning of head that a lot of husbands act like dictators. Because they have misunderstood the word head. Here it says very clearly, head of the body. So also, husbands must love their wife as their own body. Christ is the head of the church. So then there's a lot of scope there to meditate on what it means to be a head and the body. The head is useless without the body. Some husbands think, I'm okay. I can do a lot of things. I can do, even if my wife is not there, I can cook, I can take care of myself. You have that attitude, you'll never have a Christian home. Because home is not just a matter of cooking food and producing children. It's a lot more than that. It's being a testimony to the devil about how two people can become one in God's eyes and how they can manifest a love and a concern and a care and a humble relationship with one another, which is a testimony to Satan as to what the gospel can do, which was never possible before the day of Pentecost. That's why you don't read anything about homes in the Old Testament. Home is not important. You could have a very bad home like Moses, who would fight with his wife and his children who are disobedient, but he could be the leader. But not in the New Testament. The New Testament, it says if your home is not right, you cannot have a responsibility in the church. Completely out of the question. If your children are wayward, you cannot have a responsibility in the church. That's so clear. So the new covenant brings us into a new possibility of relationship with one another in the home. So we must remember that we can now build a home where the relationship between husband and wife is like the head cares for the body. The head is useless without a body. Think if your head was cut off, you can't just float around by yourself. The first question I need to ask, that I want to ask husbands here is, do you see the necessity of your wife as much as you see the necessity of your body? Or is it only for the purposes of sex, cooking the food, washing the clothes? Well, if that's the case, no wonder your marriage is in such a mess. Think of how you care for your body. How we care for it, we wash it. And if there's an injury, we treat it immediately. Even if a mosquito sits on it, we drive it off. Imagine coming to that level of sensitivity towards the needs of your wife. That is what it means to be a Christ-like husband. Sensitive to the needs of the body. What an example. And let me also turn you to John chapter 10. Jesus said in verse 11, John chapter 10, I am the good shepherd. That's what he says in verse 11. I am the good shepherd. He's a shepherd of the sheep. And as a shepherd, it says in verse, he calls his sheep by name and leads them out. When he puts forth his own, he goes ahead of them. I like that. He calls his sheep tenderly. In Kerala, it probably is there in other parts of the country too, there's a very rude way in which even Christian husbands call their wives. They call her Eddie. Eddie means, hey you. Like you call a pig or something. Or a dog. And I have, in all of our churches there, I have preached against it. Never call your wife Eddie or even your children. Call them by tender names. He calls his sheep by name. I remember after I said that, one man came to me and said, brother, it's out of love that I call my wife Eddie. I said, why don't you let your wife also love you and call you Edda? Oh, no, no, no. Then he got light. We are so blind. Such rude words to say, hey, you. He calls his sheep by name. He's a shepherd. Respect your wife. And he, when he puts forth his own, he goes ahead of them. Verse 4, a shepherd is one who goes ahead. He doesn't tell his sheep, hey, go there. He goes in front. He takes the risks. He's willing to face the dangers first. Not in the way you see a lot of Indian husbands and wives walking, where the husband is 5 feet in front and in the villages you see the woman carrying a load on the head. Not that type of going ahead. It's going ahead as an example. If you find your wife is not up to the mark in some area, maybe she loses her temper frequently or grumbles and complains, how to deliver her from it? Are you going to whip her from the back? That is a hireling. Come on, get rid of that habit. A good shepherd goes in front and shows by his example how to overcome those sins that you see in your wife. It's a tremendous responsibility to be a husband. Don't ever take it on unless you're serious about it. I mean, it's just like a tremendous responsibility to be a general of an army or the prime minister of a country. You're not your own boss if you can't take those responsibilities lightly. I mean, even to be a teacher in a school or a principal of a school is a big responsibility. Or even some of the jobs you're taking, it's a big responsibility. It's a very big responsibility to be a husband in a home, to be an example, a hard-working person. I mean, if you're a lazy person, I would suggest you don't get married. Just destroy yourself with your laziness. But that's not a good example. Imagine if you're a lazy person and your wife is also lazy and your children are lazy. What's your home going to be like? You say, brother, that's my temperament. Well, go and hang your head in shame before God and say, Lord, I got to be changed. Some of you have been in the church for so many years. When are you going to get rid of your laziness? When are you going to be a hardworking person? To be an example. Don't you see Jesus working hard? How hard he works. There's no laziness in God's kingdom. So a good shepherd is one who works hard for his sheep. If a sheep goes astray, he looks for that sheep to bring it back. He goes ahead. He never goes from behind to push, saying you must be like this and you must be like that. It's a pathetic thing I see today in many Indian men who want to go abroad to make money. They don't have qualifications. So they marry a nurse because they know that nurses can get jobs in the Gulf and in America and then go care of their wives and sit at home looking after the children and cooking the food while the wife is earning the money. Are these Christians? They have no understanding of God's word. They should hang their heads in shame. It's not necessary to go to America and the Gulf. It's not necessary to earn so much money. It's necessary to build a godly home. Very, very important to recognize that. And yet there are so many Christians who don't have any clue about all these things. And the end result is these effeminate husbands who are more like women than men, the children suffer because of that. You are an effeminate, irresponsible, lazy husband. I guarantee your children are going to suffer all their life because of what they see in you. You better wake up. I'm speaking strongly because I've seen enough children messed up because the way they saw their father live at home. Irresponsible, lazy, wayward. So I want to save the next generation from messing up. So it's time to wake up in this area. Follow the example of Jesus. Go ahead and be an example in every area so that you should be able to say to your wife, follow me.